Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by
a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
So, are we ready?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Ready to die.
You four and the International Ghostbusters are stuck in a dungeon. Briggs is still out, like, in the throne room, watching as helplessly as Bathory is doing all the shit that she's doing.
I'm not happy.
In this dungeon that you guys are in, I'd say you're all, it's
are
like
there
square.
Doritos?
No, there are no Doritos.
There's no dungeons in the, and Doritos in the dungeon.
It's either or, you can't have both.
Can I just have the Doritos then? This dungeon thing kind of sucks.
Oh, that's good.
It's not as cool as the brochure.
It's basically the equivalent of cake or death.
Death, I mean cake!
Oh no, you said death! So in this dungeon that you're in, there is a large grate that's in the center, like where it looked like liquid would. Sort of like an old-fashioned drain, but except it's huge.
Oh, for blood?
Presumably, yeah.
Did Tobin, like, walk in and put a little, like...
A little collar.
Like a
shackle. Well, he has a collar, yeah. I mean, I'll say that maybe if she was controlling you guys, if you're all, like, latching yourselves up and one last person has to go and hook everyone in, I'll say whoever the last person is forced to hook a chain through Tobin's collar or whatever.
Poor Tobin.
So Tobin's just, you know...
He must have been so confused.
So... Yeah, there's that large grate that's on the floor. It's like big enough to fit several people in. You can't see how deep it goes. Outside in the throne room, Briggs is still on the throne with Bathory. She's got the painting there.
I had to go.
With the exception of Briggs, when you guys all came in and were chained up, you all took your packs off and everything. So they're there in the dungeon, but they're just like in the corner. The International Ghostbusters is there too, so everyone's sort of stuck in here now. If there's anything that you guys want to try and do, or try and figure out, talk amongst yourselves, now would be a good time.
Please.
Otherwise, I'm just gonna say that where Briggs is, you're still sitting in that chair. She's like using telekinesis to hold you down, and she's saying some incantations, trying to get something going with the painting. That's in the throne room.
We're chained up. How strong do these chains feel?
They feel pretty strong, but like not ghostly powered, but strong.
Strong regular iron.
Strong
chains,
regular chains. Yes.
I'm gonna look around with my brains. Mm-hmm. If there's any like pins holding us in or above us or anything like that.
Okay. Once we are chained up, are we still being like controlled physically?
No. Right now you're yourselves. Okay. You have control over what you're doing.
When I look up, like how far are the chains connected above our heads? I'm assuming we're both our arms are up.
Yeah, you, like both your arms are up. I'll say that there's maybe 3 feet of chain. Okay. For each hand. I'll say that you probably still have PKEs, goggles, and walkie-talkies.
Flick my head down and put on my goggles.
Okay, if you do that, you'll see that this room is glowing a little bit. Mostly it's residue on the floor. Maybe there's a lot of bloodletting or something like that. It's all like that oozes down into the drain. It's really not fair to call it a drain because it's so big, but you get the idea. The castle itself does glow a little bit, but it's mostly just that residue that's all over the floor. It looks like there was a murder party in there, so it's a mess. It's very unsettling.
I imagine these are pretty old. Alright, yeah, can I shift my weight to where the chain is connected around my foot to the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Can I reach that?
Your foot can touch where it's like connected, yeah.
Okay. Can I use my kicking skill and just like
try and knock that out of the wall?
I just want to like stomp at it.
Yeah. So you give it a good kick, like, you know, you're like, okay, I think I see you, like, you got the thing. And if you can position yourself sideways enough where you can get a good, like, not just your heel, but, like, your whole foot can actually just get a good kick. And I'd say it knocks it loose. And I'd say it's not a stretch to do the other one as well. So I can say that both of your legs are free.
Cool,
now.
Okay.
You got, so basically, both of your legs are free, but you got, like, 3 foot chains on them, like, dangling on your
I just look at
feet.
Them and go, I'm tired, I'm done, guys.
Good job.
Do we have any other ideas? Even worse ones?
Well, actually, I'll cut over to Adam. So Adam, you're like watching her do this incantation thing, and she's getting frustrated. She's getting really frustrated with the painting because something just doesn't seem to be working. So she's gonna leave, and she leaves the throne room through the same door to where the Ghostbusters were. This dice will be that she leaves and she's on her way down the dungeon. You can hear her coming.
I mean, like, if I'm standing there, it's still connected to my foot. So
it's still connected,
like,
to your foot.
Actively looking to make sure that, like...
If you want to give me a cool roll, it'd be like, I'm going to shuffle it behind a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Go ahead, do that. I'll say that she comes in, she storms in, you know, the door clings open, and she comes in, everyone's all chained up. She seems to be very frustrated, and she's going to try to explain that some of you are going to have to be thrown into the pit, or going to have to be sacrificed in order for her to finish this ceremony. And she wants to know if there's any volunteers.
What's in the pit?
She says it's empty, but it will fill itself up.
It'll fill itself up?
Yeah.
Not me, thanks.
No, I think I'll pass.
Do any of the international?
None of them. No, no one's going to volunteer to go into the pit. Everyone?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Is it filling with
beer? But I need
beer.
To know.
All right. She says 4 ought to do it. And she's going to start going around and trying to decide who to pick. So everybody give me... Everybody give me a ghost die.
Yay.
God damn it.
You got a ghost die too, Nina?
Yeah. Oh, hooray!
So Josh is the only one who didn't get a ghost die.
Yeah, I'm not interested, thank you. You guys go ahead. I'll wait here.
Okay.
Watch how it turns out.
I'm going to reassign.
So you pick cake, huh?
So it's going to be Pool, Wall, Nina, and the Spy.
Oh,
the center grate flips open, and she's just going to shove you guys down one at a time into the pit. You really, there's...
I ask y'all, fuck, Gavin, children, suck.
Set the rule. It's had a little bit of a slant, so you guys can like sort of glide down, like just.
Oh, it's like a slide.
It's not like a slide exactly, but it's enough to where if you fall, you're not going to kill yourself. Mm-hmm. I'll say it's probably 30 feet deep. You get to the bottom, and it's just like a circular. It's almost like the bottom of a well. All right, so you guys are thrown down there, and she closes the grate. Everyone else is still tied up. She's like, "Okay, I'll be back to check in a little while." So don't want anybody to go anywhere. And
she seems super like polite.
She's really excited. Like, it's her big day.
She's just really chill. Like,
hey guys, how are you guys doing down here in the dungeon? You comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Good. Was I able to do anything while she was gone? Because
let's find out. Give me
a cool roll.
No. give me a muscles roll.
Why can I never do anything?
Is that 8 or 9?
It's an 8.
Yeah, so when she leaves, you're like, okay, now's my chance. And I'll say that your back leaves the back of the chair, but that's about it. You're forced back.
You're like on the Gravitron.
Yeah, that's basically what it feels like.
The last time she did this, somebody escaped because he could stand up full sideways.
Stand on the throne.
Yeah.
So you guys are at the bottom of this well, and pink slime starts coming in through the cracks and seeps in the bottom and starts rising out fairly quickly. Not like a.
This is not a black slime.
Yeah.
But it's coming up. Probably gets up to your ankles.
Oh no.
So far.
I'm gonna look if there are any exits. Maybe if there's, they gotta clean this place out somehow. I don't know if there's a maintenance exit or janitor's just got a little bricky pushes. I don't know.
You're seeing how this is supposed to work now. It's supposed to overtake you guys, yes. and if you do float, you'll float. It's a grate. It'll come out of the grate. You just drown underneath.
Yeah.
This is clearly what the point is. So you're thinking this is like, okay, this is like probably a reoccurring natural thing, because it doesn't look like it's coming out of a pipe or anything, so it's probably timed.
But there are no apparent, like, hidden exits or anything like that.
Nothing that looks like a hidden exit or like a escape hatch, but it is mood slime pink. It's not out of control.
All right, is my leg chained down?
I'll say yeah, but you see what he did. So you
right, okay. So I'm gonna try to do that. I'll motion to Heavy. Oh, Heavy, come on. I want him to do the same thing.
Ooh. Fuck.
He got a better roll than a ghost.
Yeah.
He breaks his arm.
You would break, like, you could definitely start breaking some of the chain out of the wall.
Okay.
I'll say you're not 100% free yet, but it's working. You're doing it.
Okay.
For Heavy, I'll say that's enough for him to kick, like, both of them out. He definitely does get both of them free. Mm. When he's kicking, like, his legs out from the wall, and he pulls the chain out, the bolt that was attached to to one of the bricks on the wall goes flying out because it was loose. It's going to tumble down into the well. Everyone who's in the well, give me a ghost die roll.
Oh.
And one more. Okay. Mike, the brick's going to hit you.
I've yet to meet Ghostbuster who can outsmart brick.
It's a serious brick. It's like old-fashioned,
oof,
you know, old-fashioned castle brick. With scarred
twins. I hear clang, clang. What?
Oh, shit. And just dodge just enough in time.
Just like, kind of like hop out of the way. Like, Jesus.
Just lost.
You're sorry!
Looks at me in a sad face and goes, did he die?
Alright, so the slime is still moving up. It's, I'll say, it's a little bit past your ankles. It's coming up to your shins.
I'm gonna reach down and grab that brick.
Okay.
I'm just gonna take this with me.
You're throw it back at the heavy. This is like, you son of a bitch!
That's what something I could mash against.
It's true, you gotta pay free brick. That's like at this point, it's true.
Hey, free brick.
The number of resources we have has been increased by a brick. Alright,
I'll say you probably still have walkie talkie and goggles and PKE if you have any of that stuff.
Josh and the Heavy are officially free now, then.
Their legs,
yeah,
are, their legs are free.
Okay,
I'm going to kick off the wall and swing up to where I've got my feet above where my hands were.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll hold myself that way until I can plant my feet flat against the wall, and then I'll stand up sideways on the wall.
So that you're basically doing this?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
While pulling on the chain.
I would say that you would pull that thing free. You fold the thing. I'd say you land without hurting yourself. Considering it's the Heavy, and he's following your example, he's gonna yank it out. But I'll say that the slime, it speeds up a little bit, but it's also getting very dark pink, closer to red now. It's not black yet, but its mood is shifting to match what you're feeling.
Okay, I'm gonna run
wall.
Over, grab the axe,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to put the axe in the grate,
mm-hmm.
and try to use it as a lever and to pop the grate.
You want Heavy to follow with the other
one?
Yeah, give me muscles.
What?
Who's
his talent? His talent is opening things.
What?
Oh. That's good.
So with 15, considering with the axe and everything, you start to like pull it open and it starts to lift up a little bit. Heavy just comes in, sticks it in, and goes and just flips open. Like he sticks the axe in there so the handles point up, slaps the handle, and the grate just flings open.
Hardishaw.
Do I look up and see that
side.
Happen?
Yeah, you can see that happening.
Well, thank God.
So it is definitely open.
We look up and are very relieved.
I'm gonna use the remaining time while I'm up there to risk damaging the axe by trying to hack the others free.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, grab my pistol.
Yeah, I'll use the pistol.
Okay. Give me a move just to make sure you don't cut your own hand off. That's enough to go around and cut everybody else. I'll say for update on Briggs.
Yeah, I've not been in. Yeah, what's going on?
She seems, she's like standing in front of the painting with her back to you and the painting's there and everything. And she starts calling out to the painting and like calling out to Vigo. And there will be like flicker of the candles and everything. And Vigo starts speaking back to her. And she seems happy to see him. And he's just like, oh, it's been too long. You know, she's going to start to explain that she has a vessel for him and to prepare for the transfer over into this realm. She looks over to you and she says, I'll be back. And then she leaves, but she doesn't go to the dungeon. She goes like somewhere else in the castle.
I go, while you're at it, can you make me a sandwich?
When Bathory leaves, it's just sort of you and the throne. And since her back was to you and she was between you and the painting, now it's just you and Vigo sitting there. And Vigo's just, you know, being Vigo.
And I ask him, I go, so how's things? Do I get an answer? Oh my God, how many dice are you gonna roll? Hey guys, don't let him inhabit my body, because...
You just started talking to him.
I was gonna say, that's a lot of dice to roll just for talking.
Bathory leaves. You say, so how are things? You doing okay? How's it like being a painting? I'm being a smartass, even though I'm justifiably in a position not to do so. Then this happens.
Well, that's a lot.
I command you. Command me, Lord!
Because you've got to get me the fuck out of here.
This bitch is crazy.
That bitch is cray cray.
24.
Yellow lightning erupts from his eyes and shocks you, and it hurts. Doesn't do damage, it just hurts.
I'm like, ow!
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you're not damaged, but it hurts really bad.
Okay.
What was the total?
64.
It hurts 64 bad.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's 64,
so
how bad it hurts.
Remember that kid who opened the Nintendo 64?
Yeah.
Imagine if that was a scream of pain.
Yeah.
64!
And then I'm sitting there, I'm just going like, ooh, fuck. And I'm just like, look.
You're in too much
really
pain.
Stupid.
That was really stupid.
So, back to you guys in the dungeon.
Can't get around.
You're like, everybody's free, but now you're gonna try to get them out of the thing. You have all the equipment now back with you.
With my goggles on, because I haven't taken them off yet, mm-hmm. Do I notice that there is kind of like a water line in the room of how high the slime normally gets?
In the room, in the dungeon that you're currently in? Yes.
Okay, how high?
Above where your heads are.
Wow.
Like, to the roof, basically.
Oh, cool. All right, so...
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think it's time. Time to leave. let's go.
Are you gonna like slime tether them down to pull them up?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick up the slime tether. Well, as soon as they latch onto it, I tether it to the ceiling.
Okay. And then so you guys can pull it up.
I turn around and just drop the brick and I watch it all the way until it hits the bottom. I think that was cool.
Throw yourself in next time. Fool of a pool.
Right.
Fool of a pool.
All right, I guess we'll gear up.
Yeah, get my gear on.
That's not
good. I want to make it a point to say that I do grab my broadsword.
Yeah.
Everyone gets their respective axe.
Yes.
All right, so you guys are all up in the dungeon, ready to go, and the slime is still rising, but it's not like super fast. But it's Josh. Did you relay that information that the water line for the slime is?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, hey guys, I think this thing goes higher than this dungeon, so we need to get out quickly.
Walkie Billy, where's Billy?
All right, you get him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's laying on top of a bunch of ash. He's just licking his hands. He's just like.
I asked him, Billy, where in the dungeon? Where the hell are you?
He's like, okay, where's the dungeon?
Down. Genuinely.
We don't...
He sits.
Okay, there's a door through the throne room. You should find a way in.
He's like, all right, hang on. I'm going to come see what I can do. So he's just going to, you know, he's on his way.
Wait, do I see him go to the throne room?
Let me deal with that then. I'll say, so you were in extreme pain from the lightning strike.
Just
or whatever. Now, here's a real test. Here's a real test for you, Brick.
Okay.
You're sitting there.
Yep.
You're facing the painting. Painting's facing you.
Okay.
The back of the painting is facing the entrance to the throne room.
Okay.
You see the door open to the throne room. Billy sneaks in his wolf form. He's got a shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the pack on, and he's got like, you know, his fur sticking out through like the shorts or whatever that he's wearing. And he's sneaking around. He sees you sitting on the throne. He just gives you a look.
And I just go. I just bite my lip. I bite my lip, and I'm just like...
Amazing.
I bite my lip, and then, like, I try to convince him...
With the eyes.
To stay right where he's at.
Okay.
No.
Well, he's
where'd
seen,
he go?
It's right there.
Oh, it's a four. It's not a good sign.
He'll see that you're, like, you want something. And you want him to be quiet.
Yeah.
So he's just sort of frozen there, like...
And he gives
you a shrug, like, what do you want? Like, he's not gonna say anything, but he's like...
And what I do is, while I sit there, as I shift my eyes, like, I just, like...
I'd say you can move your head and your eyes,
like that, and then I'm just like, and I'm growling and kind of, like, motioning at the thing that's to the back of him.
Are you motioning to the painting?
Yeah, it's towards the painting, and I'm like... And I'm trying to make scary noises, like, that.
Okay.
Bad.
Vigo goes, are you mocking me?
And I go, yes! Yes, I am. All right, well, how bad does this hurt? And does this kill me?
Let's find out.
72.
72 is what I'm getting.
Yeah. Okay.
This hurts way more.
Yeah. It hurts even more. You need to give me...
Oh, no.
Three traits or four bragging points.
Oh, God, I don't know what to do.
Should have shut up.
To be fair, I think it's more important that Billy...
I would have done the same thing, Adam.
He hits me right in the head, like right here between the eyes, mm-hmm. and it hurts a lot.
So what are you doing?
You're losing the three brains.
Okay, so that leaves you with how many brains?
Two brains.
So basically, I'll say that the traits lowering in your brain status is just because it hurts so bad you can't even think straight.
Yeah.
Billy heard that. Billy sees that. And then he just starts walking again. It's like with his eyes locked on the back of that painting, doesn't see what's on the front of it, and he just sort of like is keeping himself as quiet and as stealthy as possible. He's out of the throne room, and he's just sort of like, sorry about you. He's just like, nothing he can really do, and he's on his way. Meanwhile, back in the dungeon, the slime, it's not up onto the floor where you guys are yet, but it is filling up that central drain. It's coming close to the top, but it's not up there just yet. Mike notices that where, like, the grate is in the center of the room, there is a small etched gutter that's, like, really not... It's not very big. That comes from the grate, and it disappears into a wall. If the slime were to overflow, it would go down this little drain and disappear into the wall and is to somewhere else.
Okay. Want to make our own exit that way?
Let's do that.
Everybody hug the opposite wall.
Yeah.
Where the door is, basically. The door is the thing.
Right.
Okay, yeah. You will fire bows on... Hits the wall, blows it inward, dust, smoke, all that.
It's just Elizabeth bathroom
come on top.
Putting on her wedding gown.
Would she have taken a dump?
She's not physical yet. She's not immortal yet. As the smoke clears, you can start making your way in. It opens up to like a large cavern. Because now, based on you guys coming down some stairs, you're likely that maybe this is under the castle. Maybe it's inside the mountain. Like not super deep, but you know, you're underground. It opens up to like a large cavern, and there is a like almost like it was carved out of the mountain inside. And there's like stalactites and stalagmites. But in this,
dripping slime?
No. There are lit torches like underneath here, which looks like a altar and worshiping area. But in the center, it's like a circular cavern. And in the center, there is a fountain made out of stone, and it appears to be flowing up with black slime. Because of your eyes roll and you're seeing everything, mm-hmm. you would notice that as the slime would leave the dungeon mm-hmm. and go through the wall, and it would be pink. Mm-hmm. It does lead to like a small drain that goes under the fountains. But you're like, now wait a minute, the black slime. Or if it's pink slime coming up out of the dungeon, it goes through this gutter. When it gets into the fountain, it's suddenly black. So there must be something.
It's like a desiccated orphan under there. Like,
Josh could take an educated guess that if the pink slime is naturally occurring out of this, you know, out of the mountain, considering all of the dead children and young girls who are mutilated and tortured over long periods of time are buried around this mountain, if she's able to filter the emotion, the pink neutral emotion slime through that negative energy, that would almost certainly make it black slime.
Where does this cavern lead? Like, is it just on its own, it's its own room?
You do see, opposite from where you guys came in, there is like a carved out stairway that leads up out of the way.
Leads up.
Mm-hmm. Which way do these stairs go?
They go up.
Since you guys are pretty much stepped into this, mm-hmm. the cavern area or whatever, you'll hear banging on the dungeon door, and you hear, Little Pig, let me in!
Damn it, Billy.
Alright, I'm gonna go over to the inside of the dungeon and mm-hmm. tell Billy to back away, and I'm gonna use my pistol to fry
open the door.
Yeah.
Fry the lock.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'll say if you fry the lock, and then you can fry, you cut open the hinges or whatever, then you're just.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah,
let's plug it.
You do hear a noise coming from the fountain. And rising out of the fountain is a figure, like venom, basically. Like it's just a completely black dripping or whatever. Looks like it might be Elizabeth Bathory coming out of the black slime.
I still want to get out of here.
I'm just saying that's happening. So if you want to do what you want to do.
Well, we know one way to slow her down.
Right. Does anyone else have any grenades?
I have a grenade, yes.
Oh,
like on our way out, yeah.
Anyone else throwing any?
Why not? I'll unhook it. I have one, actually, so I've yet to mark this one down.
So Wallen like brings
it. And I want to roll it down the chute.
Okay, try and do it down the drain. Okay, that's cool, alright. Yeah, 27, hole in one. into the gutter. 19, slam. Just like right there in front. You guys are going to run and take cover.
Yeah.
They both go off.
Excellent.
Yeah. And very effective. There's a scream and burning and all that stuff, and it shakes a little bit from just all the reaction of the black slime mixing with the green slime. So, you guys are gonna head back up to the throne room after that? Okay, cool, okay. So you head up to the throne room, and I'll say the only... Things look pretty much the same. The only thing that's different is that whatever torches and candles that were lit are now have, like, a black light flame. So it's darker in here.
Creepy as hell.
Yeah.
And you just see Briggs sitting in the throne with this painting staring him down. So it's 9 Ghostbusters, 1 dog, 1 werewolf. All just sort of pile Scooby-Doo style, just... come out of this doorway
Vigo,
into the front room.
Do I see a view?
Vigo can't see out that side.
Okay.
He doesn't have very good peripheral.
Yeah.
He's a painter.
Well, if you know from the film, he can kind of, you know, he can kind of
lean
know.
Forward a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, so, Vigo, about the last time you had a run-in with the Ghostbusters, how did that go? And I just clench, and I'm just waiting for it.
Why would you do this to yourself?
I'm trying to keep his attention on me.
You can do that without insulting him.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to give up next.
Probably the ability to reproduce. so many dice. Is that a pound? A pound of D6s? It's like we're playing Shadowrun.
With 47, you're going to feel him in. Just enter your mind. Like, not in a possession, but...
I close my eyes. Yep. Immediately.
Okay.
Well, like, I don't want him to look through my eyes and see them. Like,
well, that's good thinking. Yes. No, I'll give him that. That's actually good. Yeah, that's not bad. So he enters your mind and he just starts, like, poking around, trying to figure out what you know.
Vigo is seeing your memories and he's just laughing hysterically at you.
He said, like, "You know she'll never call you. You know."
So right now, dissuade Vigo from wanting to take Adam's body. From knowing there's history.
You're gonna be in I'll just say that you're just in, like,
think about J.F. Gutenberg.
When you
no so advertising that
you close your eyes, but you suddenly see yourself inside another throne room. And this looks like a much grander, scarier throne room.
Am
this
I is, moving?
No, you're just standing in the middle of a throne room and Vigo is on a throne and it's like
really, I need guns.
Yeah.
And I sit there and I go, "Hi, is it a throne of blood?
It's
in a castle of pain."
This is like it, like the throne room that you're seeing yourself in,
yeah,
is like a cathedral. It's massive with, you know, flying buttresses and all the, you know, archways and stained glass windows and everything. And it's very intimidating, very gothic, very very heavy metal. And he's just sitting on the throne in his studded armor, being very intimidating. And there's gonna be I'll do more with that. But as far as you guys can see, he's just sitting in the throne. He's closing his eyes. It looks like he's trying not to poop.
Are the cloths that the spy tore down, are they in the throne room right now?
I'm assuming.
Well, there
yes.
was one that was on this painting.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
She pulled
like
it out with
there's
the thing
a cloth.
On
yeah,
it.
I'll say like there's just like a black cloth.
Okay, I just walk up behind it, throw the cloth over it.
You know, it spills over the front and covers the painting. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And so meanwhile, inside Briggs' mind, it's very very scary, and you're very intimidated. You're starting to feel the power of what this guy had back in the heyday and like at his prime.
So
but just before you get really scared. It goes away, and you're back, and you're just there with your eyes closed.
I'm like, okay, well, that was fun. I don't want you in my head anymore. That's
he doesn't hear you. He's not in your head.
You don't say hello to us. You don't react. You don't try to stand up.
Well, no, I mean, I the thing is, like,
you're just like it's a close too comfy.
No, dude, I have been trying to get up this entire time. I don't think there's been a moment I have not been trying to escape this thing, and I just can't do it. Like,
but,
I mean,
but are you? What are you gonna do now?
I guess I can try to escape again. From the chair.
Are you even gonna open your eyes?
Yes, I open my eyes.
Okay,
yes.
You see Josh. He just threw the thing over there. And you see the rest of the Ghostbusters, Nina, Tobin, and Billy the Werewolf, all standing around.
And I smile. I'm like, can I try to get out of this?
I'll say you can actually get up now.
And I jump up and like, yeah! And I'm like,
we need, who's the coolest?
Yeah.
Who is the coolest?
I have four.
I got four as well.
If it's opposite day, do
Spy's
I?
Spy's got four.
All right. Whatever, I'll take them for the team. I'll stand in front of the painting. Somebody hose me down. Cool.
Go ahead and hose me down.
Okay.
That with your jumpsuit as well.
With my jumpsuit on. We need to see how Vigo's doing. It's only me.
Yeah, it's only you. Okay. It's only you standing in front. Oh, yeah. You flip open the tarp that was covering it. You see the painting that was supposed to be Bathory and Vigo in like a pose or whatever. The background that was behind them is just there. Both of the figures of the painting are gone.
Both of the figures?
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank goodness, we win.
So, all right, everybody, great job.
Mission complete. Let's go home. I go ahead and I slam at it. Does that have a reaction?
It seems to burn through some plane of existence into the painting and disappear. But I will say at this point, you're going to hear like the sloshing steps of Bathory with black slime covered.
I run.
Go ahead. No, seriously, go ahead. If you're going to run.
I stay with them and hide.
Okay, so Bathory sloshes in, completely dripping with like black slime, almost like she's melting of black slime.
Yes.
Yeah, she's gonna attempt to terrorize. So Sniper and Billy just cannot take the horrifying. She'll let out a terrifying scream, and like her jaw becomes unhinged just because she's like venom, basically, and like just because you can't even see her skin. But this is clearly it's Bathory. Similar to Vigo, probably learned it from Vigo, she's gonna make everybody kneel. Like, everyone just kneel down in terror or whatever.
Fuck! I don't wanna do this.
And she's gonna, and while she's making everyone kneel, she's gonna just drag you back to the front of the painting. She's gonna go over, and just like, as she's still dripping and everything, like her hair's all coming down, she just rips the painting off the thing and she starts saying some incantations to get you. You start feeling not too good.
And one last smart thing I like. Oh god, what happened to you? I mean, you at least looked passable, now you just...
You found me beautiful once!
You're a wreck.
Honey, you got real ugly. That starts happening, and you start feeling really strange. It's not quite painful, it's almost like a sickening feeling. Based on her knowledge of the witchcraft, and based on her knowledge of this power, things start to bleed in between. Like, things are crossing over. The next thing that you know, you're standing in a throne room similar to what was like in the background of the painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're frozen in time. Like it's sort of like when in Lord of the Rings when he puts on the ring and it's like the Eye of Sauron is looking at him. That sort of weird, like you're in a building, but it's like you're outside and stuff. Really weird stuff is happening. You're sort of stuck in this position and you're facing a guy who's painting an easel. So it's like you're sort of frozen in time when this painting happened, is what this is looking like. Now, back where you guys are, you're watching terrorized and everything. You can see where Adam was standing. A cross dissolve into Vigo is now standing in the throne room with Bathory, and she just like seems very happy to see him, and she just falls to her knees and like bows to him.
Adam is now,
because he's not just her fiance; he's her mentor.
Is Adam now like? Do we see him like standing in the painting?
Yes,
with I assume his
with nobody right now.
Dumbfounded look on his face.
Yes,
in the painting, it's like. I imagine that I am very handsome. Like, let's give me some credit here.
Hey, let's use your imagination.
So, hold on. So, is Vigo that's standing there wearing, like, is it...
He's not wearing what Briggs is wearing. He's wearing, like, regular Vigo studded armor.
What about the ring? Because the whole point was to get him to swap.
Nina can definitely see that Vigo is now wearing the ring.
Oh, good. So we got the ring off.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. If you looked at your hand, you're not wearing a ring.
I don't know. I still could die. So, I'm just going to just... be ready to turn this in.
Okay, now as far as you're aware, you're basically stuck frozen in time. You can move, but as far as like your surroundings, it seems like everything is sort of frozen in time. All you see is like the guy, black hooded, looks like some cultist member, is painting this picture.
Okay, I walk up to him.
He doesn't even notice you. He's frozen in time.
And now I walk around to where I can like look at his face and whatnot.
Okay, if you look at his face, he's just like some creepy looking pale dude. Just so you know.
Can I look at the painting closely?
If you look at the canvas, you're seeing through the canvas into where the other guys are. Back into the red.
Oh,
the
I can see them.
Yeah, yeah.
And can I put my hand through that?
If you try touching it, it's just like a glass wall.
I'm going to move the fellow. Can I do that? Can I move
him? Yeah, you can just shove him.
Why do you even care?
He falls over like a piece of wood. And just
yeah.
And then I just stand right there, and I aim at Vigo where he's standing, and Bathory, and I fire.
It does explode, but it just seems to put a tear in the space between. From the outside perspective looking at it, it seems like there's a tear in the painting. And from your perspective, it seems like there's a huge tear that happened like in this dimension over, just ripped over the canvas.
Can I grab it and just do this?
I mean, you can go over there and you're pulling it pretty good. Like you're starting to see the other side through this tear that's happening. So it's a small tear, but you made some damage.
Okay, I'm just gonna have to keep at that and hope my way through eventually and get out the other side.
I'll say that at this point, after Vigo pulls Bathory to her feet and they'll embrace and they're gonna move over, they're gonna start moving over to like the dais where the thrones are. They're gonna start talking amongst themselves, trying to figure out how they're gonna continue with this ceremony. I'll say that their concentration on you guys is a little bit lower now.
What are the elements that somebody needs to get married? One is some kind of minister.
Something old,
well,
something new,
something
borrowed.
Let's not do that. That is not necessary.
I'm not sure if they're going by these, like, very
It really depends on what state you're in.
I'll say there's probably at least a dozen mirrors, more paintings, but still. Look,
wow. All right. Jeez. All right.
I kind of just want to uncover the mirrors. They're covered for a reason. The paintings are covered too, like if she liked them, she'd display them, so.
That's true.
I whisper to everybody to uncover a mirror.
Okay, so everybody give me a move to bust the move. So everyone runs up, you all find a mirror, you start ripping them down. All of these mirrors are angled towards the throne, basically, towards where they were onto the dais. When Bathory starts seeing her own reflection, especially now that she's covered in black slime or whatever, she's like horrified by what she sees, so she starts freaking out in hysterics. She can't even really do anything.
She should be proud. This is the happiest day of her life.
Yeah.
She worked hard to get here.
Over several hundred years.
Vigo, meanwhile, is like looking, you know, seeing like what you guys are doing or whatever. Pretty much all of the international Ghostbusters, with the exception of the heavy, got a ghost eye. Vigo is gonna give him the lightning eye. He's gonna try a lightning eye maneuver. They're gonna be hit. So Bathory, at this point, she can't do anything. She's just like freaked. She's freaked out.
Next couple mirrors, I guess. Do we just want to keep that up?
Yeah, I don't want to look at Vigo at all.
Okay, yeah. Everyone, give me another boost. Oh, hey!
Well, that's a good roll.
55 versus 61.
55. Wow.
Woo!
Like, get you in the ankle, you go, ah!
I mean, holy moly, yeah. So, you pull down the thing and you're scaring his fiance, and she's screaming even worse because all you guys pulled even more mirrors down. He just focuses, you know, lightning eyes on you. It starts firing. You just shit and leave. Goes right over where your feet were and just completely out of the way.
So are all of them uncovered yet?
That may have been it. Yeah, so there was 12. I think you've uncovered them all.
Cool.
So everyone else went to it.
Is there a painting nearby?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm just going to try to tear down a painting and see if that has any effect.
Okay, painting doesn't appear to have an effect on either Vigo or her. I'll just say it's a painting of her first husband, the Black Knight.
So we've got no effect whatsoever.
None that you can see. Perceivably, yeah, there's no effect.
So Vigo's firing
at lightning, yeah.
At targets, and Bathory is immobilized in fear of what she's seeing.
Pretty much,
the
yeah.
I draw my broadsword.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys still have your axes, right?
Yeah. She's standing on the dais next to
Right next to Vigo.
Yeah. I'm going to rush her with the broadsword and just go for the heart. I'm going to spend 15 brownie points.
Thank you, good sir. I love the dice. How many is that total right now?
21.
All right.
But the sword is...
It has charge.
It's charged. Yeah. So... 56.
Would it sound unfair if I said that it's a 50-50 chance whether or not Vigo would notice Mike while charging with a broadsword?
I think
it crossed quite a distance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, noticing is one thing.
Just noticing. 50-50?
Yes.
Would that, okay, so I'll say evens, he'll notice. Odds, he will not notice. He doesn't notice?
Yes!
Yes! That was quite the angle.
Well, it's like, if pool is like way over here, you know, and he just like shrugging eyes and you just come running up, so.
In the opposite direction.
And what's that total again?
56.
Sword goes through her back, through her chest, just into the crack in between some of the bricks that is just on the floor, and she screams in pain and everything. It doesn't explode or dissolve, but you just completely run her through. That was a ton of damage. Don't get me wrong, it did a lot. But she is still conscious, but it's bad, yeah.
I pull the sword out of Bathory, and I cut off the hand wearing the ring.
Bathory's hand?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm gonna spend three brownie points to do it.
This is the dark side of Wall comes out here, like...
Technically it's the light side, since that's how you disarm your Sith opponent. But 25.
You stab her through the back, she's on the ground, she's on her knees. Vigo at this point has turned because she has screamed horribly. He turns just in time to see you remove the sword from her back and just take the hand with the ring just off. It just flies off and just plops onto the ground with a splat. And he glares that medieval glare of like of the most terrible thing.
Hey, I might not be the one that dies. Mike might get killed.
As he turns to look at me, I swing the sword and just
flick the slime off. the Neo.
Bring it.
I've got my goggles on. The painting of her ex-husband. Is it just a painting, or is it?
It doesn't look like he's living in it, if that's what you're
saying. Okay.
So now it's Vigo. Well, you know what? I'll say you have infuriated him so badly. He's basically going to try to wrestle the sword from you, and just because he has no weapon on him. He's basically going to just try to wrestle the sword from you and try to like stick you at the same time. But
I got no choice. I got to try and dodge it.
So he'll lunge. So let's just say he'll lunge at you, and you can just dodge out of the way. You still got your sword and everything, but he's totally. You see in red entirely.
Yeah, like he kind of comes at me and just like very awkwardly, just kind of like push him off to the side.
Okay.
I make a motion for Mike to like slide the hand to me.
Just like hockey puck it with the sword.
Yes, fine.
At Josh.
That works. You stop it with my boot.
with 17, you would hit it. It's two steps away from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
This painting of the Black Knight in front of me, what's it look like?
It's him in his armor, traditional heroic pose or whatever. He's just sort of standing very stoically, just without his helmet on. You can see his face and everything, but he's just like got his. It's painted black. I mean, his armor is painted black. And
he was a bad news dude, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He's like lunging for Wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I want to charge, and my plan is to X the hand that has the ring that he's wearing.
Oh, Vigo's hand?
Vigo.
Okay. You just come up and swing, and as Vigo would turn to see like what's going on, like where you're coming from, Axe just comes down and it just takes his hand. His hand would fall off.
Say, Tobin, the hand, fetch.
Yeah, thank you, exactly. That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. let's see if he understands that you want the hand first. I'll say he runs up and he grabs the hand But when he does so, he gets the attention of Evo.
I'm like, run to me, Tobe! To me, Evo!
Don't look back!
Mike, sword him in the face.
Yeah, I want Vigo's attention. I don't want him...
You've been a bad monkey!
Vigo, Vigo.
Bathory's still on her knees, screaming in pain.
Yeah. Cut her head off.
Yeah, can I just take her head?
See, why not at this point?
It's just getting dark.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna yell, hey, Viggy! Go for it. Just go for it.
It's like, she's not even putting up a defense.
You gotta admit, this is no way to get ahead in the world. But Vigo, you gotta give her a hand. God.
The head separates from the body. Already has a hand missing. But I'll say that a very translucent ghost form of Bathory does rise up from the body.
Oh. Hey guys, I don't know what we can do with that.
We can bust that.
Yeah, buddy.
We said that evens was that you get that you,
attention,
you get
his odds
attention, the odds that you don't. So you didn't get his attention, so he's still focused on Tobin. Vigo's basically sees the dog ready with his own hand and commands with his mind for it to stop. Just turns around, has no choice, comes back, holds the hand out for him, and he just takes his own hand back.
I yell out, okay, somebody throw out the ghost trap.
So as I guess Josh, as a free action, you can throw
it. Yeah, I'll.
All right, I'm gonna blast her. I'll just say that you hit her and you don't get a capture stream. It just wasn't a solid enough thing. So you do damage, which will make it easier for her to be captured, but you don't get a capture stream just yet.
Mm-hmm. Alright, I've got the slime woven gloves. Mm-hmm. I pick up her hand, flick the black slime off of it, mm-hmm. pull off the ring, mm-hmm. throw off my glove, put the ring on.
Okay.
The female wedding band
uh-huh.
I put on. Make the motion she made when she made us all kneel and switch brigs for the guy. Then I just press my hand against the painting of the husband.
First, it's not likely that the ring would fit you. So give me a ghost eye roll first to see if the ring fits. That's what I was asking. Yeah, it fits. I'll just say it. I don't know why.
She's a large
woman. I don't know why, but
it's magic. It's a magic ring, and it
we'll
fits.
We'll go with that. It's like you roll the highest thing possible without a ghost eye, which I was thinking is basically a 1 in 6 chance. So yeah, you pick up the ring. It just automatically sizes to fit you.
And then I just push my hand against the painting.
Just hoping for a thing?
Hoping for me to be replaced with this man. And I'm gonna drop the axe at my feet.
The painting will seemingly come to life. He's suddenly aware. He can see out and he sees everything that's going on. And he's just looking very confused. Obviously, he doesn't speak any English. He doesn't really know magic or anything like that, but he can definitely see what's happening. If you want to make the conscious effort to say, I'm going in, he's coming out.
Yeah.
Give me a ghost eye. Just a single ghost eye. Get in. It's like, yeah, it's like, it's just basically whether or not you fail.
I'm just hoping that this doesn't backfire horrifically.
So,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's either we try something or we all die.
So you switch places, you suddenly find yourself inside a painting, much in the same fashion mm-hmm. that Briggs was, and the Black Knight, Elizabeth's first husband, just steps into existence here on the mortal plane, and there's an axe at his feet. There's just chaos in this castle, but this is his home. This is a lot to take in, but he does recognize Vigo and all this other stuff, so he's gonna be mad, but we'll deal with him next, coming around.
I sheathe the broadsword, I turn to Bathory, and open up with the bird monster.
Alright, yep. You got a capture stream on.
Cool. Pop up on the trap.
Well, Josh, I'm gonna throw it.
My trap's out. Like, it's ready to be open.
The sniper would be nearby where he dropped the trap. Right. And he's probably going to be
there. Alright.
So Vigo's going to see the Black Knight, and this is getting to be a little too crazy in here. He is going to attempt to try and get the axe from the Black Knight.
Does Vigo know who he is?
Yeah, he would know.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's like that is not a guy I want to have wielding an axe.
Yeah, I mean, Vigo's a dangerous magician, but this dude's dangerous with an axe, and he's wearing, like, plate mail.
Yeah, he's gonna, propping up his other injured hand, the stub or whatever, reach out with one good hand, and he's gonna rip the axe away from the Dark Knight, so now Vigo has an axe in one hand.
Can I show the proton stream again?
Of course. Well, I'll get a capture stream on. That's a good hit, but it's a ghost eye, so I'll just say that you do have a capture stream. Bathory is over the trap. Nina is just not close enough to open it yet.
God damn it. Josh, why did you walk into a fucking painting?
Josh is inside the painting. You're seeing.
Do I see
now?
Much what Adam saw, like the guy with painting?
It's similar, but it looks like this is inside the Bathory Castle.
Okay, so it looks like the room that I left.
Yeah.
Is there a painter in front of me?
Yes.
Okay, and when I run around, I see a window.
Yeah, same deal.
Okay, so I run around. I'm gonna yank the color palette and the brush out, mm-hmm. and take the black color
and draw a stick figure, put a J on his chest, and then try to dive face first.
Oh my god, that fucking works.
I swear to god.
9.
You just dive right into the canvas and knock to the floor and you fall down. No, it doesn't do anything.
Oh man.
On to the heavy, but I guess the sniper is also waking up. I'll just say naturally the heavy's gonna be like,
"Help capture!"
So he's gonna go,
"Okay, mate."
He reach over, he's gonna slam open the trap.
Heads up!
Open, you guys are in the position.
Steady,
it's gonna sucker
steady.
In. Just in the trap, close the chest, you got a bad for you. Baller. Yeah.
So.
Vigo's got an axe.
But he's focused on the Black Knight.
Yeah, you're behind him, but Vigo does have an axe.
Throw the Black Knight your axe. That's a good idea. I really like my axe, I don't want to lose it though.
I bet you he's better with it.
It's not like Vigo could catch it.
Yeah, that's true. He'll drop the other one to catch it.
No, I was going to throw it at the Black Knight.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just going to go ahead.
24, yeah, you just skitters across the floor, just right to his feet, and he's just going to pick it up. Eyes totally on Vigo.
I'm also hoping that, like, this gesture in itself will keep him not focused. I mean,
he'll pick it up and he's just gonna start marching for Vigo. So yeah, Vigo and the Black Knight, just they're like two rival junkyard dogs, just like just totally focused on each other, and they're just gonna run in.
Quarrel.
And it's all over a woman. And so they just run in, and Vigo just only has one hand, so he's gonna start swinging and coming at him. Black Knight, two hands on the axe. Just swoops under, ducks, misses, comes, and he just comes down, just hits Vigo right in the chest. Bad. Bad day for Vigo. Onto LaForge, you're stuck in this painting.
Stuck in the painting.
You can see sort of what's happening on the outside.
Okay. In this painting, I'm assuming the throne room was really done up. Like it was ready for this painting.
Uh-huh.
So there are torches lit everywhere, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. I run around and just start grabbing torches and setting the drapes on fire.
Okay. You start setting fires. I'll just tell you. So that's happened. I'll say that Heavy sees Briggs like peeking through the tear of this painting. He's gonna just try and go help. So Heavy's gonna run over, and he just kind of like,
"Here I come!"
Just tries to like to rip it open, and it's enough to poke a head in. He's gonna poke it and be like, "You okay?" He's gonna just yell inside.
It smells
and you can see
weird in here.
And I'm just like sweating. I'm just like, "Fine." I'm just trying to get out. I'm just I'm fine. Man. Can I like reach out? Because he have room to put his hand in there and like grab his hand.
Yeah, if you want to, like, give me your hand. Yeah. Just try and grab. All right, give me muscles to pull yourself out.
Accidentally pull him in.
What'd you get?
What the fuck? 6, I guess.
I'll say, but the mixture between it is like you're just holding on, and he's doing the pulling.
Come on!
Yeah, he'll pull you like you're midway through. You're like Winnie the Pooh. You're halfway through his hand, basically. You're by the waist.
All right.
So with Vigo with an axe in his chest. Because the Black Knight still has his hands like on this axe, Vigo's gonna take a swing for the Black Knight. He's gonna hit the Black Knight. But it's like the damage comparatively.
Black Knight's wearing armor too.
Yeah, Black Knight's also, yeah, so it's like.
It just makes the Black Knight angrier.
Vigo did hit him, and it just sort of got him like in the arm, like in the shoulder.
Yeah.
So Black Knight removes his axe, and just again, just in between, like in the nape of the neck, like just like in the neck and the shoulder, just down, and Vigo's just gonna fall to his knees. Just like, just down goes Vigo. We're just still in his painting.
Burning down the house.
Yeah, I'll say it's burning down, and the canvas is still there intact.
All right, I'm going to try holding the canvas up to the fire.
Okay. It is scorching the canvas. Like, it is burning.
Oh, good.
Like, in Briggs' case, he just like, tried to blow it up, but in your case, it is burning.
I'm looking around. Are there weapons on the walls?
Let's say, yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to grab a sword and see if I can dig into the painting with the sword.
Like, where it's marked and everything?
Yeah, I'm just going to try to start hacking.
I'll say you're going to start having an effect. Like, you'll start having an effect, but we'll deal with that next.
Onto Briggs, you're going to try and squeeze your way out of the rest of this thing?
Yeah, I want to get out.
Heavy's going to help you. I'll say that what happens is, because that together I believe is 30, so what he's going to do is, he's got you and he's just like, "Hold on, Tiny Ghostbuster." He's going to pull you so hard out of there, you pop out, he'll fall backwards pulling you out, and you just fly past him and you just fall onto the floor. And I'll say that you're going to slide underneath where Vigo and the Black Knight are going to be fighting.
The thing is, I just want to roll over on my back and I go, "Hi."
The Black Knight just kicks him and goes, "Help."
Well, Vigo's on his knees, basically, with an axe, like, in his neck, basically, like, on the thing. And you just see, like, you slide underneath, you're just kicking a ground, an ant's eye view of Vigo with a thing
Does
in his neck and the Black
Briggs
Knight.
Does Briggs have the ring on his hand?
No.
No.
So, you slid in between Vigo and the Black Knight.
Oh, God.
Vigo's doing bad. His power has been diminished greatly because of this fight. But seeing you.
Seeing
you gives him an idea. He's gonna attempt
to possess
you.
And the black knight's gonna take my fucking head off.
Fuck!
Oh. Yahtzee! That's Yahtzee with a ghost die.
Four sixes.
Oh. Yahtzee's 24.
That is top roll. Maximum.
That's literally the maximum he can
do. Why does that happen to me every time?
So this is what happens. Viggo looks at you, gets an idea, does the thing with the eyes, and all of a sudden Viggo just dematerializes. And everyone's gonna look up and be like, they're gonna go, Briggs? And Briggs is gonna step and go,
I, Briggs as Viggo, shall rule the earth!
God damn it.
I thought I was in the clear with that.
I'm so happy this happened.
I can't argue with the die. I can't argue. Like,
it's great.
And the Black Knight is gonna go, fuck it.
Alright.
Viggo has a fresh new body.
I'm gonna take my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to attempt to just shoot a net to try and just push him backwards.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Wait, does Briggs have the ring on now?
I guess he should. Like, let's.
Damn it.
Why?
Yes, he did. Another ghost died. He's totally got that ring on now.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, please net it. Please. For the love of all things holy, net
him. The Black Knight?
Black Knight.
Yeah. Okay, I did. It's 16.
You would hit it with a net. Yeah. So the Black Knight is gonna be stuck for time now.
Like I'm feeling like, yes, I'm finally gonna get out and be able to help. Nope! Everything went as bad as it could have possibly gone.
I'll say at this point, I'll cut over to Josh. Inside your little pocket universe, this castle is aflame and it's totally burning down, and you're like, the canvas will say is on the ground at this point. You're just chopping away at the canvas. I'll say that you will make a hole and start digging away.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to just use gravity to try to help me climb out of this.
You're
hole.
Basically, it's almost like portal because it's laying on the ground and you're digging into the ground, basically trying to cut through, but as soon as you try and reach through, it's gonna be normal gravity on the other side. So give me muscles. 14, I'll say you cut a decent sized hole and you're ready to start.
Okay.
I'll say you're going through.
I'm gonna slime Briggs.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's try and get this spirit.
Do I look like Dan Aykroyd at the end? Kind of.
Well,
like
you got Viggo's face. Yeah, you got Viggo's face on you. You covered him pretty good. So Briggs, that means your cool is down to half.
What's that really? Do
we see a tear from the other side of the painting?
Pool notices.
Okay, then can I tell Billy to go help with that?
Yeah.
And just like claw at it. From the other side of the painting.
Just careful. My face is there.
No problem.
Billy pulls you out. He's like, we got you, man. He pulls you right out. You're out. You're free. Briggs, you know, you can sort of see what's happening, but you really can't do anything about it. But if you want to be like, get out of my head, you son of a bitch, then...
Yeah, I am mad.
I'm sure you've got some bad stuff stored away for just an occasion.
I do. I do, yes. So I was like, Mike, look, it's going to get weird, just so you know. And I'm going to relive the phone conversation with
Vivian.
Oh, and the pull your finger.
Yeah,
and the pull my finger. And I'm just going to have them playing on top of each other.
It's like,
this is what it's like. When Chunk
spills everything and just talking about every horrible thing he's ever done in his whole life.
Embarrassing moment is just like, oh, when I was 12, it's like, it just go on and on and on. You don't know if it's having an effect, but it will have.
I'll tell him about the one embarrassing surgery I had.
Yeah. Then it goes
so
on.
I used to work at Disney.
And I want you to know this. I wore tights. And I want him to like see it through my own eyes, like watching it as it happens.
This is going to be what he's going to try to do meanwhile, outside, with everything here. He's going to try to use some telekinesis to try and take the Black Knight and shove him into the painting that you popped out of.
Oh, well, that's not good.
But now he's netted, because thanks. So what he's going to do is, so Viggo, as Briggs is Viggo with the, you know, he got your Ghostbuster suit now, but it's
Briggo.
But it's Viggo's head. He's going to stand up and just like try, he sees that the Black Knight is like slime netted together. He's going to just outreach his hand. He's going to start sliding him towards the painting. He's going to push him. He's going to start to push him into the painting. Mm-hmm. So this will be on to, I guess it'll be on to LaForge. You're out. You're out. You're seeing this happen.
So I get pulled out by Billy.
Yeah.
I hit the ground running.
Yeah.
I'm going to run full speed. Tackle Briggs from behind, mm-hmm. Briggs Viggo.
Uh-huh.
Briggo.
Slam him
Briggo.
Into the Black Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time while I'm running, when I hit the ground, I go, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate the thing, because I'm an occult expert." But so I would know
how to marry two people. I would know marriage practices.
Yeah, you would.
So I'm gonna make
a
cult
roll.
Wait,
this is a gamble. But who's he marrying?
Now,
Briggs?
No way.
Or Vigo?
Like, by the hoary hosts of Hoggoth and by the Zernabog's hammer, I shall
Grapthar's hammer.
By Vectron, I shall.
By Vectron's kind of the claw.
It's like, and I'm going to tackle Briggs, so I'm going to give him a brawl.
Push him into the Black Knight.
Into the Black Knight. I mean, I'm assuming that it'll push them towards the painting if they collide. But that's not the goal. Okay. I'm going to spend 10 brownie points.
Here we go.
On PKE. On Murphy's Law.
What do you
so that by the angle, the time that I hit Briggs, I'm able to lift him up at an angle where he's tall enough to be at eye level with the Black Knight. And I go,
oh, God damn it!
Yeah,
it's
Vigo.
Yeah.
It's
Vigo. Yeah. And I go, yeah. Now kiss the bride. I said, the power best of me, you are now married. And then I push him,
you kiss the bride.
Lips to lips.
Oh my God.
That's the goal. So let me make sure, I just want to make sure I did all this correctly.
Why do I have the worst luck of all?
This isn't bad luck. It's Vigo I'm marrying to him, but you're gonna kiss the dude.
I want to kiss the dude!
You're gonna kiss the dead guy.
That's even
to be
worse.
Fair, he's very manly. He's if you were gonna
it
marry.
Sucks, cause he, like, Josh had this idea like 10 rotations ago. He just sucked in a painting. He's like, okay, oh please don't let me finish before I take it out.
And I go, Mazel Tov, bam!
By the hoary host of Hoggoth, by Vectron's kindly claw,
by the flames of the Faultine,
by Grapthar's hammer, I now pronounce you married, you may kiss your loved one, whatever you
by Vectron be praised!
Yeah.
For Vectron!
Yeah. It's like, song. Their faces basically collide. It's not a nice, pleasant kiss, but it's definitely faces collide.
I'm hoping our momentum takes us towards the painting.
It does.
Alright.
So you're gonna push them both into the thing.
Yeah,
so,
I imagine I'm stuck in here with Black Knight and Vigo.
Well, no, but here's
hold
the thing.
On. Vigo got married to him. Vigo's wearing the ring.
Vigo's still possessing you. The Black Knight, Vigo Briggs go into the painting. They're stuck in there now, but like there's a hole and stuff, but the hole's gonna start like making weird movements and everything, and it's having a strange effect. The impact will simultaneously have Vigo and Briggs separate, fall away from each other. Briggs is gonna be covered in slime, Vigo's covered in slime. So Briggs is basically closest to the exit of the painting. Black Knight and Vigo have fallen back in deeper into the painting.
I use run.
Breaking combat, yeah. Are you gonna
I
try?
Use run to get to the
bank. Okay. You're gonna get that glitter spiral effect. It's gonna start pulling you
it's
in.
It's starting to break down.
It's starting to break down. Your guys outside are okay, but like the inside of this painting is going fucking nuts.
So,
but you know, you did a good run. So I'll say that you get to the end. You're like you have your hands on your hands have come through the outside. You're trying to pull yourself through.
Pull, tether me now.
You're the only one with a slime tether.
Cool.
Well, I'll say you both have a good grip on him, but the double ghost eye, this collapsing effect that's happening on this little pocket universe, is getting Vigo and it's getting the Black Knight. They don't really stand a chance. But it's just gonna make it that much harder. Briggs is like his legs are basically. Remember Rick Moranis in Spaceballs, which is going to ludicrous speed.
Yeah.
That's basically happening with Briggs right now, where he's holding on and if he slips.
Or Frankenstein at the end of Monster.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Probably more akin to that, considering it's a magical vortex that leads to nowhere.
What's Billy doing?
Alright, what's
Billy is the strongest one.
Oh, Billy, yeah,
Billy can grab me by the pack. Just help me yank.
But yeah, you'll be like, Billy! So Billy's gonna come over and grab me by the pack.
Think of the Victoria's Secret models, Billy! I'm yelling that. Think of him if you get me out of
here. I don't want to help him, my leg!
You say that, Billy just starts pushing you back in.
You guys, so basically you three are up front, you're holding on to Briggs and everything like that. Mina's like trying to grab Pool in the back to make sure he doesn't get sucked in. Heavy has got the back of Josh. And then Billy comes over and he just like
picks up everyone.
Yeah, Billy comes over because he's got slightly longer arms. So with that roll, yeah, I would say that Brig pops out, you spill out, fall back onto the.
I get up and I immediately start walking outside.
It's like, hate is gonna hate.
Do you have the ring on?
No, he does not have to.
Run. I'm just like, fuck this town.
Briggs is 1,000% done with this castle.
The painting shakes and everything. If you're like still looking, it's like all that glittery swirl and Vigo is gone. The Black Knight is gone. It's just terrible. The castle that you guys are in is gonna start to catch fire. Now, if you remember, the castle burnt down twice in its history.
Hold on, is this like Bill and Ted rules? Is one of the times that it burned down because Josh burned it down? in the painting?
I don't know.
Suddenly we all know that it originally was only once.
You know
what?
We
all suddenly know it was twice.
Maybe. That's a good point. I really don't know. Either way, it's going to return back to its normal state, and for that to happen, it's going to have to burn down. While it's burning down, the painting's going to change. I'll say that the painting is going to change into... because it was like vertical before, if it falls down, it's gonna become a horizontal painting. Like, you know how there's like battle paintings of like the Civil War with like dozens of people? I'll say it's like a battle painting of that with 9 Ghostbusters, a large wolfman creature, one Nina looking like Joan of Arc style knight, you know? And it's like, it's the whole mixture of things with Vigo, with a Vigo character standing on top and a black knight, you know, with an axe and things. So basically incorporating trying to encapsulate the madness that was this final battle inside one painting.
Guys, give me a hand with this. Let's go.
Put a blanket over it. Don't let it catch fire.
I'm serious. I want this fucking painting. I will use my carry.
An army of vampires in the background. You don't get to have too long to look at it. You know, it looks pretty badass, but as far as the details...
We're keeping this.
19 for carry.
That's enough to get. So we're gonna book it out of here while this castle burns to the ground.
Yep.
9 Ghostbusters, 1 werewolf, 1 Nina, and 1 Tobin.
And a giant painting.
Everyone's running. International Ghostbusters are trailing. Billy's most likely up front. He rolls like 10 dice. So it's like he's gonna be on all fours running out front, basically
with
clearing
Nina
away.
Very shortly behind him.
Nina very shortly behind
and
him.
And Tobin right behind her.
Of course, yeah. So you would all climb into the guys too. The courtyard is entirely in flames, and chunks of brick are going to be falling. So you all pile in, the International Ghostbusters, some hang on the side, like maybe Devilman, since he's last, like leaps onto the back, onto the roof, and he's like,
"Get going!"
This is like, a grim bloody fable. This is an unhappy bloody ending.
Briggs is going to floor it, he squeezes out through this thing, and the Devilman is basically like laying flat on the roof to not get crushed from the archway that led into the place, and you're just gonna haul ass down this hill, and the castle is just gonna burn to the ground. I mean, it's gonna burn all night. Of course, there's smoke and everything coming up, but the dark skies are gonna clear up because you can see stars again. It's gonna look like a normal night. But the sun at this point, the sun's gonna be coming up over the horizon. It's gonna be like maybe really early in the morning. You go back down there. People are coming out of their town, out into the center of the town square or whatever. So you guys are gonna coast down the hill basically in this. It's an overloaded Humvee with human beings stuck all over it. If you come to a stop, everyone's gonna come out and try and talk and try and figure out what's all happening and everything. I'll say at this point, not far behind you, a couple of kids are gonna come running down the hill, like maybe half a dozen or so. If you try and figure out where they were, I'll give them this, whatever. She's gonna say that they are just being held off in like one of the side houses, like one of the servant houses of the castle, where they would eventually, because you do know that Elizabeth Bathory, she would kidnap them under the pretense of saying, "Hey, we're gonna teach you how to be civilized," or whatever, and work as a servant, and then eventually take them into the place and torture them. So, thankfully, you didn't kill them when you burnt the castle down.
Good.
But with nothing there to keep them in there anymore, and clearly like her power is gone, they're able to wander back up. Very scared, shaken up, but hold nonetheless. I'll say that Billy is inside the Humvee, and when he notices that everyone's gonna come out, he's gonna think he's gonna transfer back into his regular self because he doesn't want to freak anybody else out. Was there anything else you guys wanted to take care of in this town, or you want to just get the hell out of
this? Can we go to London now, please?
Can we just...
Don't you want to go home? You don't want to go home?
Oh, no,
Hold on, no. I want to get paid.
We have to go to London. But,
I'll talk to the European Ghostbusters, like, hey, I'm assuming the medic is the one who knows the answer to these questions.
Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, you know, we'll just cut you, like... From what they would normally pay us, we'll add all of our billable hours together. We'll make sure you guys get what you need because,
cool,
you know, that's they'll take care of that.
Okay. Not to mention everybody, all the nations at the UN were going to want to know what happened and why.
Yeah.
So now we have the European.
It's
going to
be a lot. It's going to be a lot, especially because.
And you were recording most of the time you were in there.
Oh yeah, no, I totally had.
I think you said as I'm walking in.
Yeah.
I record.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to still go back to London because if I'm gonna fail, I want to fail spectacularly.
Is there anything you guys else wanted to do in Slovakia or with the International Ghostbusters before you leave this village or before you leave Slovakia?
I didn't have any plans. I didn't have anything clever. Yes.
I don't. I just want to forget this place.
So you're gonna
and it is literally my goal.
Awesome. I don't even care.
No.
Look, I don't even care. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone else was awesome. I was a failure.
I want to call the New York Ghostbusters.
Okay, do you want to call them now, or do you want to just wait for
them now?
Okay,
I'll
all right.
Just let
them
know.
So like whoever has finally their cell phone reception now, because clearly the skies are clear and it's gonna be in the morning. This will be like late at night back in New York. But go ahead, you give him a call. Stance answers the phone. He's gonna sound impressed, but he's just gonna be like, yeah, just add that all up in the report. You know, I look forward to hearing the details. In fact, when you guys are done, if you want to get a layover in New York, we would love to talk to you guys, and we're sure some other people would like to talk to you as well. This is just big stuff.
And it's the fucking peacock.
No, he sounds positive about it.
Right. He's like, oh, we got some people here who would love to talk to you.
Yeah, Ray is relieved and excited to hear that everything went okay. And he says, well, we're going to take care of your tickets, of course. If it's cool with you, we'll pay for a direct flight to New York. After you spend some time here filling this in and everything, we'll pay for your flight back to Florida where you can get back to work.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So we'll end it there for tonight. We're going to pick up for the epilogue next time.
Okay.
And we'll deal with the rest of that. So,
awesome.
So,
thanks, Doug.
That was an epic long set.
Yeah, it was.
are we going to do a layover in London? Or am I going to have to
this
crash
is worth it.
On my
the
own?
End was good.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by A Comic Shop and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making contributions in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Poole. Because that's not all. Tell him, Briggs.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right. And you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can also follow us or the Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you.
Yes, it's like a muscular bodybuilder, and he's like haunting me. It's like saying, I'll get to the chopper, come on. And it's really driving me crazy. And I also wanted to know if ghosts are real. Are they real? I don't know. It doesn't matter, I suppose, but I witnessed them. So could you get them out of my head, please?